USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a funeral for the nation's top general, Iranian leaders vow to take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. That's Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Also at that funeral, an Iranian lawmaker put an $80 million price on President Trump's head. NATO ambassadors will meet in Brussels today to discuss the rising tensions in the Middle East. America has lost its first law enforcement officer in the line of duty this year with the Sunday morning shooting death of a 26-year-old cop in South Carolina. Authorities say a suspect's in jail for the killing of Officer Jackson Winkler during a traffic stop in Florence. Disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein going on trial today on 5 sex crimes charges. And this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Amending an initial report, U.S. defense officials now say three Americans were killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The U.S. Africa Command saying that one U.S. service member and two civilian contractors died. The attack happened in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday at a military base in Kenya near the border with Somalia. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab is claiming that it was responsible and destroyed planes, helicopters, and vehicles as well. The 77th Annual Golden Globes Awards held last night. The World War I film 1917 was awarded Best Drama Picture as well as Best Director. Quentin Tarantino's film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood took three awards, more than any other film. And while accepting the special Cecil B. DeMille Award, Tom Hanks had advice for fellow actors.
Showing up on time is one of the greatest liberating acts you can give yourself in a movie.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's the first full week of January, but not a lot of snow to worry about across the nation right now. But some very wet weather is coming to the eastern half of the nation later this week. Forecasters say unusually mild temperatures will mean it will be rain rather than snow and ice in most of the central and eastern U.S. The south could see severe thunderstorms, while some snow or rain changing to snow is expected in the northern stretches of the upper Mississippi Valley and northern Great Lakes. Despite the soaring price of oil after the death of an Iranian military commander in a U.S. strike, there are other factors contributing to a still relatively steady price at the gasoline pump for Americans. Here's more from John Clemens.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, the national average is holding again this week at $2.58 a gallon, but you can expect an increase very soon.
We will likely see a slow increase in the price of gasoline. It will take maybe a week or two to realize a 5 to 10 cent increase, but the national average remains unchanged from a week ago. Gasoline demand is weakening as we enter the coldest time of the year, and inventories of gasoline are going up as a result.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still dominating the box office. It earned another $34 million in its third week in North American theaters, bringing its total to $451 million made domestically since its release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.